Thank you for choosing the podcast of East Haven Baptist Church in Brookhaven, Mississippi. For more information on the ministries of East Haven and to access videos and sermon notes from our services, visit www.easthaven.net.
Amen. Aren't you glad you came today to see all these children and hear this wonderful music? It's been special. So thankful. So thankful. I know that Mother's Day brings a lot of mixed emotions, or it can. A few may be indifferent, but most are on one side or the other. Some are real excited because you go see mom or them, or you stay with family and you have children or grandchildren that come and may have a big meal plan. It can be full of memories and special occasions. Pictures are taken. And then for others, it might be discouraging for a variety of different reasons. Perhaps going through Mother's Day for the first time because your mom has beat you to heaven, or might be ill. And so it brings a lot of emotions. Regardless of your state today, I believe that God is going to speak to us through His Word. If you have your copy of God's Word, I want to encourage you to turn to Ephesians chapter 6. We are walking through the book of Ephesians, and we are dealing with the family lately as the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus. Last week, we talked about the role of the husband. And you know, I issued a Hungry Husband Challenge to our guys. I encourage them to perhaps get a manicure with their wives or for their wives and take a picture and send it to me. Do you know that I did not receive one photo? And I know some of you are saying, well, hey, where's your photo? Well, you remember, I told Kelly. She's speaking for the Baptist Children's Village today. That's why she's not down here. But I can tell you, I told her if she makes the appointment, I would go and we would have a photo shoot. She did not make the appointment. So it's over, because there's the statute of limitations, and that ended today. So, oh, well, Kelly, you missed out on an opportunity. I believe that if we look closely at what I'm describing today as a Mother's Day text, we will help our moms be blessed. I believe it's right here. We've got a listening sheet. There's 3 points. You can take notes on the back of your worship guide or make a mental note. But I believe that a Christian mom that has a relationship with Christ and knows Him personally, meets with Him face to face, understands God's Word, would certainly want this as a part of their household and their family. So here's what we find in verse 1 of chapter 6 of Ephesians. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. The first thing we see is something that we probably have heard for years and years. Children, obey your parents. Children are supposed to obey their parents. Paul was saying here that children obey their parents unless it is totally contrary to God. Now, we understand this is supposed to be a Christian household, not a pagan household, though the principles hold true. This is speaking to the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones, and families within a church family. And so we know that when he's saying to obey their parents, we don't want to take that out of context. If a child that is around 12 or 13 is asked to go rob a bank by his dad, that's probably not a good idea. So let's understand the context in which the passage is talking about. As a general rule, and there's no child that is perfect, We're to keep in mind in the Christian home that we are to obey our parents. Jesus gives us an example and a glimpse of this in his childhood. In Luke 2:51, it says, he was subject unto them, speaking of his parents. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 20, it says this, children, always obey your parents, for this pleases the Lord. And we're to do it, children, as unto the Lord. No child is going to be on point all the time. I certainly wasn't, and I'm looking at some folks that probably weren't either when they were growing up. As a general pattern, we should listen and obey as much by God's grace as we can, because the role of the mom, as well as the dad, but as we think about Mother's Day, is never easy. All you have to do is ask her. Sometimes I watched Kelly when our children were growing up, and I was amazed. Sometimes I watch Haley, our daughter, and what she does with her two young ones, and I'm amazed. And children catch things. We teach them, but things are caught. And as they grow up, sometimes at a young age, they can begin to catch things about the chain of command and who the boss is. For example, I have a four-year-old grandson named Braven. And Braven is starting to ask questions because he understands it is very important that he obeys both his parents. But he's been asking questions lately about who's the boss. Recently, when he was in our home, he looked at me. Now, I'm referred to as Big H, Kelly as Big K, not really, KK. She's not here, so I'm messing with her. She reminds them constantly, I am not Big K. He's Big H, I'm KK. So he looked at me recently and he said, Big H, he said, why are you the boss of KK? Which I was glad he picked up on that. And I just looked at Kelly and smiled, and I gave a brief explanation. That's usually all children want. You don't have to go into great detail. And recently, in the last week or so, I found out that Braven asked his dad, Logan, he said, Daddy, he said, why are you the boss of Mama? And why is, if you're the boss, and he explained, and if you're the boss of Mama, he said, I know that KK and Big H, they're the boss of Mama too. Which Haley's not liking that, because she likes to be the boss of everybody. And so Braven is already, I'm telling you, I know what he's doing. He's working this thing. Because here's what he's thinking. Okay, if Mama asks him to do something and he don't want to do it, he'll go to Daddy. And if Daddy asks him to do something, he don't want to do it, who's he going to go to? He's going to go to the grandparents. He's going to go to KK and Big H, see if he can't work some kind of deal out. Children pick up early on who the boss is, who's providing direction. And it can be a good thing if they understand the role of a parent is to provide boundaries, to discipline them, to encourage them, to love them, to have balance in the life, but to love them enough to take the time to discipline them. Now, I want to say this before I move on to major point number two. Some children struggle obeying parents because the parent is not obeying what the Bible says as far as disciplining their children. I'm sometimes amazed when I go to the grocery store, or I go out and eat, or I observe just different things at who is in control in the house. Sometimes, unfortunately, it's the child. What a crying shame. That parent, a Christian parent, would not understand what the Bible says about, yes, encouraging and loving and blessing the child, but also letting them know when they need to know the difference between right and wrong. That is the parent's responsibility. Sometimes I watch parents or listen to parents or observe parents, and what they'll do is they'll sometimes, unfortunately, play the victim card. Or they'll put the blame on the other spouse. Or they'll blame it on the fact that they weren't raised in a Christian home. And so, therefore, they let their child be spoiled and run amok. I like that phrase, run amok. I don't like it in that context, but I'm telling you, it is true. And as the Church of Jesus Christ, we must stand for truth and say, yes, children are to obey their parents. And parents, we need to understand that it is not our role to be their best friend. We're to be their parents. We're to love them unconditionally. We're to guide them into the truth. And we're to take a stand when we need to, so they know who is boss and leader in the home. They need to know that. Our world needs to know that. Our world's running amok. And so they need to know from the Church of Jesus Christ and the families within the church, we are standing on the truth. We're going to love our children. We're going to raise them right. We're going to help them soar the best we can. And we are going to discipline them and take the time to do so and not be lazy about it because we love them. Because if we don't do that when they're little, consequences, negatives will happen, negative consequences as they reach adolescence and beyond. So yes, one way to bless a mom is to have children that obey their parents and to have parental support. Secondly, children are to honor parents. Children are to honor parents. I forgot something. Let me go back. I made a note here on point number one. Just in case you're here today or you know someone that wasn't raised in a Christian home, so they didn't have a model. They didn't know what it was like to be a godly dad. And there's no dad that's perfect, but a pattern of loving God and being a good example, or a godly mom. Let me share something with you. As you grow in your faith, please don't use that as an excuse, but understand what the Bible says about parenting, about a Christian home, and do your homework. Go to a Christian counselor. Go to Focus on the Family that's been around for years. I was raised in a Christian home. I was blessed. But so many times when my kids were growing up, and then when I was a youth minister during that time, I tried to learn. And I would go, Focus on the Family was my go-to. And there are other resources that are out there that I don't have the time to mention. Go ask Michelle. Ask Daniel. But let's don't put off the precious time we have with our children and raising them, what we need to do to learn how to be that parent, that godly parent. Secondly, we're to honor. Children are to honor parents. We see this in the Ten Commandments. It's number five. Parents loved, sacrificed, taught, and protected children. So children are to honor them. And failure to honor. And we're talking as children get older, maybe outside the home, certainly that is biblical, to honor our parents. Failure to do so can be an insult to God who chose them. To honor means to give weight or importance to them. Don't treat them lightly. And as we age, we can honor them verbally, relationally, emotionally. It doesn't mean to let them control, but it does mean we're to honor them in those ways. Listen to Proverbs 10:1. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother. 13:1 of Proverbs, a wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a mocker does not respond to rebukes. Look at David in the Old Testament. He was a man after God's own heart. And not everything worked out great with his children. Think of Absalom. That was David's own flesh and blood and his son. And he turned on his dad. It happens. Some honor and some don't. And I want to tell you, if they're not honoring you, parent or grandparent, don't allow that child of yours to ruin your life by trying to make an unhealthy person do what only God can ultimately accomplish. Pray. Always love, but don't stop praying. Trust God. Don't let that child, as an adult, that may not be honoring you, control your life now and the people in your home and in your influence now that are responding. It can be a travesty and a waste. Colossians 4:2 says, thinking of prayer, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Honor is more than words. The word honor in numerous passages, it's a verb. And as such, demands the right action. It means to revere. It means to prize. It means to value. As we think about honoring our parents, we're to try to make them happy, make them smile, make them glad. I know that when my mom was, she lived to be 86, so I'm so grateful I had her all those years. And back before cell phones became so popular and we had the landlines and the different kind of phones even right before this, I used to love to call my mom, I mean, as an adult, and prank her on the phone. That's one of my favorite things. I have some different kind of voices, and even my mom would be fooled sometimes. And one of my favorite things was during the winter. She lived in Clinton during those years, and I would, during the winter, I would act like I was wanting to sell her some firewood, and she'd usually eventually pick it. Oh, how she had a real southern accent. And so anyway, I love to do that until one day a fella did call her to sell her some firewood, and she thought it was me. And so she starts saying, oh yeah, you bring that firewood here. No cost is too much. I mean, she just went on and on because she thought it was me. That ended that joke. I didn't do that anymore. And so we do our best to make them happy. And so I've mentioned my mother. Let me talk about my mother-in-law just a minute because she's still alive and she's not here today. And I know none of you would tell on me. Her name's Mimi. Some of you have met Mimi. So let me tell you about Mimi. Some of the things when I think about honoring her, there's some things when she visits our home that I just kind of smile because I'm trying to honor her. And some things we just got to let go. For example, when she goes and messes with my air conditioner, and I'm at night, I got to have, in the day, it's fine. I can be hot, that's fine. But at night, I don't like to sweat. I can't hardly sleep. She can put a cover on. But I got to, and so I go through this, you know. Don't you think it's too cold, Hal? Don't you think? And I go, we work through that. And even if I correct her, she might forget it the next day. So I just go back over it again. And that's not a hill to die on. And then when she starts talking about how to make my coffee and where to put all the creamer and all that, I just kind of just smile, thinking, you know, you're at my house. This is my coffee. I like Splenda. Don't start telling me about all the cancer thing. I get it. I hear that all the time. And then she starts telling me, she's not even a dog person. Sometimes she'll come in and start telling me how to train Woodrow and how to do all that. And I just try to do it. But she does every once in a while. So I honor her. But the last time she was here, she crossed the line, folks. And sometimes parents, every once in a while, they'll cross the line. And so one time it was one evening, and we were having a conversation about somebody that had been sick, and Mimi didn't know what I'd done already with this particular family and what I was going to do the next day. She had no idea. She started telling me how to pastor. That's when I big eyed her. I said, "Now, Mimi, look, that's where I draw the line. Don't be telling me how to pastor." We're to honor our parents. If they get into our business in a way that's none of their business, and we can use discernment in knowing what that is, we're too, by God's grace, graciously supposed to say, "Thank you very much, but we've chosen in our family to do this," or however God helps you to do that. It's a journey. But we are to honor our parents. It's biblical. And God knows if we don't stop praying. Thirdly, fathers are to build children up spiritually instead of crushing them regularly. I watch this sometimes. The Bible says, don't exasperate your children. Don't go overboard. Don't have a pattern of losing it over things that are insignificant or putting too much pressure on them to be something that they're not. Don't exasperate. Well, how does this have to do with Mother's Day? Because I don't know that I know of a mom that wouldn't want a father to be kind and gracious and loving and appropriate discipline to the children that she's trying to work with. We don't need to work against them. We need to be a team and work with them. The New English Bible says, fathers, do not goad your children to resentment. Goad. Lead them in a certain way. Push them in a certain way. That can be unreasonable demands. It can be harsh discipline that doesn't fit the crime. Cruel remarks that can bruise children's self-image. Favoritism among the family because of several kids or overindulgence in something. I have watched frustrated athletes try to make their sons into professional ball players. It's a shame that a dad who's a frustrated athlete because he didn't accomplish something athletically would try to live their dream through their child and put undue pressure on them to try to perform. Now listen, I understand dads wanting to teach them how to throw a curveball. That's fine. That's good. That has a place. But if you make that your main priority, and they don't have a spiritual foundation and have balance in their home and teach them about God and have them around God's people, son, they won't know how to deal with life when life throws them a curve. Teach them, work with them, but have balance. And please, save yourself from trying to live whatever dream you had unnecessarily through a child to them, their demise or them having scars from it. It can take years to overcome that. Watch their bent. Train up a child in the way it should go. Their bent, their personality, their direction, their interest. Allow them opportunities to excel with a strong spiritual foundation. Have balance. So they will have balance in life. Moms want dads to nourish their children, encourage them, help them to soar.
That could be the best gift a mom could receive this Mother's Day, is a dad that says he's going to do better and does. A dad that repents of standing on the sidelines with tons of excuses because of being lazy or justifying it. The best gift, dads, you could give your wife today, if that is you, you've been on the sidelines, is to say, by God's grace, honey, I apologize. And with His help, I'm going to do better. And you put your foot down, put a stake down on this Mother's Day 2024. She needs you. She needs you. There is a movie out right now called Unsung Hero. It's at our local theater. Get you a big old bag of buttered popcorn, Diet Coke. Go see it if you can. When there's faith-based movies, we do our best to try to support them. It's a good one. And Unsung Hero, I don't want to give away everything about it, but the unsung hero is the parents, especially the mom. And there was a season in there where the dad had just gotten off track. And one particular scene, he loses it with their teenage daughter who was trying to grow in her talent of singing. And he just lost it. He blew up and he said some harsh words. Now the good news is that he came around. He made a comeback. He told her he was sorry. And God blessed this young lady. You'll find out in the movie who it is when you go. Hopefully, if you can, at some point, and it worked through. Because we're going to all, as parents, say or do things. We're not going to be on point all the time. We're going to say things we regret. When we can, we need to. When we know, we need to say we're sorry. But it is an example of how harsh words, as parents, especially as a pattern, can cause wounds in a child's life. There are adults in this room, or that are watching or listening, more than likely, that are still bruised and have wounds and are dealing with stuff that a parent or your parents said to you or did to you when you were growing up. It can take years. Can it be dealt with? Absolutely. The grace of God, the help of God's people, He is sovereign and He can use that for good. If that's you, let Him do it. Let Him do it today. In the Message version of the Mother's Day text, it says this: children, do what your parents tell you. This is only right. Honor your father and mother is the first commandment that has a promise attached to it. Namely, so you will live well and have a long life. Fathers, don't frustrate your children with no-win scenarios. Take them by the hand and lead them in the way of the Master. Lord, I pray, God, as a father and a grandfather, that you will help me and others that fit that to be what we need to be to our children, to our wife, to our grandchildren. God, help us to be a godly example. Help us to be a good model. Help us to be a model for their friends. Not because it's all about us, but because we're all about you. Not because we're trying to be odd for God, but because we know you and we love you deeply in our heart, soul, and mind, and it just naturally comes out. God, help us to be that person. God, as we think about moms today, I pray that your text, this Bible passage that talks about children obeying and honoring and the father's role, would be a blessing to our moms. And that, God, we do everything in our household not to just recognize them on this day, which we should, but every day. because of who they are and all that they do. A mother's love is just so very special. God, thank you for them. And I pray for those moms that are here or listening, that are watching, that need the support of their husband, that need the support of somebody else that they may not have right now. God, give it to them. Please, as they're praying about it, and may they keep praying and not give up, I pray you give it to them. Lord, for the child who's not honoring his parents or parent, I pray you would convict and realize there's only a short period of time and they don't need to have any regrets. God, help us to give grace. Grace to each other, to our children, to our parents, to our friends. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to ask you to stand.